This is Michael Kruger from Nickelback reporting for duty.
Hate to Love, Nickelback, the global theatrical premiere coming to select cinemas. We're showing it here in Sudbury at our Silver City location. Two nights, March 27th and the 30th. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, Mike. And where are you guys going to be for that premiere tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I think we're all going to be home, actually. I'm going to see if I can swing by the Chinese theater in Hollywood and catch the film. If there's any seats available, I'll go. But, yeah, the other boys are going to be home. This is the last roundup of the promotion for this theatrical release. So, yeah, we'll all be waiting at home to hear how it went.
So on that note, too, with the debut at TIFF, I mean, the critical acclaim and the amazing reception that went along with the film, how are you guys feeling in heading into this? Is it like a different kind of excitement and nervousness, or what's the feeling?
When we first started doing music and, you know, the music business and records and, you know, trying to get agreements with people to help us get the music out and stuff like that, and we had to learn how the industry works, and this experience has been just like that, you know, where through the process we've been going, holy, we're not filmmakers, so we don't know what we're doing, you know, because it's not like a normal film project where we went to like a studio and anybody gave us any money to do this or whatever. We did it all ourselves. We shot it ourselves. We paid for everything ourselves. We arranged everything ourselves. And we've learned and are still learning the film business and how it works. And so it's kind of a cool challenge to set up for us to learn a new industry and see how different film is from music. It's really fun to try on, you know, a new business.
Wow, it really is that vastly different in its dealings?
Completely. You'd be amazed and surprised at how different it is. And it keeps showing us over and over again, you know, just sort of like, you know, we'll see, you know, say a contract or whatever, or, you know, hear something and, oh, I know how that works. And then you start going, it's like, oh, I don't know how this works. Everything's just different, which is really been really, really cool for us to learn more.
I was reading in a recent interview, you spoke about how much it really did hurt you guys to see, you know, that incredible outpouring of hate and callousness over the internet and whatnot. Like, I mean, for this to absolutely come from nowhere, for me as a father, I want to ask you, when that was at its absolute peak, what, if anything, did your children know, hear, or see of it? And how did you guys have to deal with that? Because, I mean, it was at a time when bullying online and in our schools was really at its height, too, and they were talking about that. So that must have been something surreal to deal with as an adult going through it and having your children watch it happen to you.
Yeah, well, it's all kind of one and the same, right? It's all bullying, and you know, whether it's experienced by us as the four guys in the band, or you know, our kids. Like, kids just seem to just bully people. Bully people, you know. That just seems like that's just how it works with humans, and you know, a little bit of tribalism, a little bit of insecurity and fear of being singled out. People, you know, realize that if they target someone else, that they're not the target, which is, you know, an evolutionary thing, of course. And you know, people are pack hunters like a lot of other animals out there, so they feel bigger and stronger in groups. It did hurt at first. At first, we didn't really know what to do with it because we didn't understand, you know, why or what was happening. But then we sat there and kind of were thinking, well, our favorite bands all have this. You know, all the bands that we knew, you know, from their inception, you know, when they were the undiscovered, the big secret, and then all of a sudden they broke through, everybody all of a sudden acted like they didn't like them anymore. And you know, so we kind of looked back on that and realized that that's probably the ride we were riding.
You had mentioned too earlier about the ability to just to be able to fund this entire project on your own. I mean, at what point in your career did you realize that you guys had reached that level and attained that kind of like money just to do what you guys wanted to do and didn't have to cater to anybody else?
Well, there's a remarkable kind of lag that happens. Not that it's going to happen to everybody or it happens all the time, but when it does happen, it's kind of kooky because you kind of, you know, I was working three jobs at once, and then when we started to hit it and, you know, all the radio was playing Nickelback music, and, you know, we were on the music television, you know, on Much or whatever, you know, people were seeing our videos and we're famous and people are buying our albums and everything is huge and exciting. But I'm still going to work and I'm stacking boards and bricks and bags of cement because you don't get the money right away. Mm-hmm. So you got to have this odd sort of sense of, wow, we're really getting somewhere and, you know, we're breaking through and, you know, we might even be getting famous. And then it's like, we want fries with that, sir. You know, at the same time, it's just kind of like this odd sort of time disconnect that you have to kind of grapple with in the beginning. Very funny.
What's the coolest non-Nickelback project that you've worked on?
Coolest non-Nickelback project? I have a virtual cover band, I call it. Some fellas in Canada, one of whom is my cousin, Brandon, the kick-ass drummer that we started with in Nickelback. But it's called Warp Kings. And we're just, we do covers, only we do them remotely. So, like, you know, with the technology nowadays, you can make a record with a laptop and just send over the bits, you know, over the internet to each other and, mm-hmm. and compile and, you know, put music together and, you know, get it ready to mix. And that, so that's what we do. And we just do cover songs that we like. And, you know, we play the odd gig, like played in Vancouver and just small gigs. We just get together for fun. But yeah, Warp Kings is probably my other fun project.
Trending story, the breaking news from late yesterday afternoon. I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen and heard stories all throughout the music industry. What are you making of this P. Diddy fiasco?
You know, I don't know. I've only seen the headlines. I haven't dug in too deep on it. But I think that what you have here is some kind of, there's some kind of malfeasance somewhere. And, you know, when big names start to become ensnared in that, that's when it really starts to make the papers, right? If it was some anonymous person, you know, doing this, we likely wouldn't have heard about it.
All right, Mike, here on 92.7 Rock, it's 2-for-1 Tuesday. We play back-to-back tracks from our listeners' favorite artists. We have 27 Nickelback tunes in our library. Choose a couple that I can put on for the fans.
Play me Saving Me. I know you got that one that one's in the hopper, I'm sure.
Yep.
Can I choose something a little rockier?
Sure, go for it.
A little more rock. We had a song called Edge of a Revolution.
Yep.
You have that? I really like that one. It's because I play the bass guitar, and that's a really bass-forward song. I really sunk my teeth into that sucker, so you know, I really enjoyed laying that one down.
Done and done. Well, Mike, we appreciate you taking the time to chat with us here today, and we wish you a world of success with your premiere of Hate to Love Nickelback, and at the end of the day, right, a little bit of vindication. You got to feel good about it.
Well, you know what? We just wanted to hijack the narrative for once and, you know, just see if we can capitalize on the association between the word hate and the word Nickelback. Let's see if we can do something with it. Everybody else has tried us.